Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Morning.
Let's worship the Lord. Can I open your Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 24? Psalms, chapter 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, an everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even if them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. And let us pray. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We adore your name. We thank you, O God, for you are our Master, our Redeemer, and King. Let us now thank to the Lord for all the things that he done unto our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful day today to worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord, to sustain us, to provide for us, to bless us, for your word, for the good health, for all answered prayers, for the healingness, deliverance. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness, for your blood of the cross, for the blood shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, that we now directly to come into your presence, to praise and to thank you and to adore you, Lord. Lord, you are a great God. You are an awesome God that we worship and serve. Let us now confess our sins to God, for he said in his word, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to cleanse all our unrighteousness. Yes, O God, cleanse us, O God, by your blood of Jesus, and sanctify once again to make us holy, for you are holy, O God. We humble down ourselves before you, Lord, O God. Forgive us our sins, O God. Forgive, O Lord, the sins and the transgressions, O God. Aware or not aware of our sins, Lord, forgive us, O God. You hear, O God, of the confessions and the renouncing of the sins of my brethren, O Lord. Lord, cleanse us, O God. Lord, hear our petition, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray our family for the husband, wife, children, and sibling. Lord, we thank you for our family that you gave to us to serve you, O God. We pray, Lord, to bless them, give them good health and strength to continue to serve you, to accomplish all the tasks that you entrusted to them by being good example to the people around us, to live according to your word. Lord, we pray for every husband, to bless them, give them wisdom and knowledge, being the head of the family, and to lead this family and present this family in your presence, to implement the will of yours in them. We pray that you enable them, O God, to always stand firm to the truth of your word and keep them always in a way of living in the truth of yours. We pray for every wives to be diligent and submissive to their husband, to be a prudent wife and mother to their children, Lord. Give them good health and strength to do their assignment over their families. Lord, help them as a parents over their children, as a good example, being a good followers of Christ, as you called us to serve you. For our children, Lord, we pray, always protect them, Lead them in the way of righteousness and holiness. Watch over them and put in their hearts the fear of yours, for they will fear you and not do anything that sins that against your will and plan and their lives. Lord, for our parents, we pray for their good health and sustain them, and we pray for their salvation. And those who doesn't not with us, we pray, O God, that you continue to prove your word upon them as we continue, O God, to give your word to them. We pray for our siblings, O God, to encounter you in their lives, that you are a true God and your word is true and faithful. Lord, establish, O God, to your word, to every family, that you keep them safe and sound in the fear of yours, enable to continue their living and serving you in every circumstances that they are passing through, knowing, O God, that you are watching over us and knowing that you know what is best for us, O God, as long as we obey you, O God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we pray for our job. Bless, O God. Thank you, O God, for the job that you sustain us to continually, Lord, to be with in this place. Bless, O God, the work of our hands. We pray that you bless our company by giving us more projects and clients, to give our salary on time, and we also give what is due for you, O God. We pray for the salvation of our superiors, that they will know you through our lives by our submitting to them and not to grumble, and diligently to work for our purpose is to please you, O God, and not the people. Lord, enable us, O God, to diligently, O God, to do the things that you want us to do, to preach your gospel to them. Help us, O God, that your light shine upon us, O God, all your people in this company, O Lord. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren. Protect them, O God. Be with them, O God. Help them, Lord, in every obstacles that they are passing through in their life. We pray for our brethren in Israel. Keep them safe, O God. And we pray for the nation of Israel that the war there will immediately cease. We pray that the people there who doesn't believe in Jesus, let me now believe that you are Jesus is the Messiah. We pray, Lord, that you are moving, O God, that you are full control of everything, Lord. Continue to rebuild yourself upon them, O God. For you are the Lord of hosts and the King of glory, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray and we lift up unto your hands. Being, O God, being disciple of yours, that we are reaching, O God, by these people, Lord, to prove your word. Enlighten their hearts and minds to trust you, O God, to know you, O God. Open their hearts, Lord, and minds to see that you are a true God. Help us, Lord, to endeavor to teach them, to admonish and to expound your word, and to be a good example how to live in righteousness and holy life. For this is how we preach to them your word. Lord, lead us by your Holy Spirit how to speak to them, how to advise to them of what passing through in their life. This is your will, O God, for your name will be glorified, and you will end the fulfillment of your word. That you said on your word, if we ask according to your will, you will hear us, O God. Hear us, O God, that all the people will be saved, O God. That all the people who you created in this world be saved and serve you and humble down before you, O God. For you are God, our salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Pray for favor from God that we will provide it for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Thank you, O God, for this country, Lord, that enable us to dwell and bless us and to know you here. Lord, we pray for this country to bless and have peace that comes from you, as we also, O God, bless and continue to serve you. We commit our lives, Lord, to obey the rules and regulation of this country, for this is your command to us. We pray, Lord, for the salvations of all the people who doesn't know you, that you are a true God. We pray, open doors to us, to the authorities, to preach your gospel to them. Bless your churches, O God, and protect for any tactics of the devil, Lord. Provide the needs of your church, and your light shine upon to your churches. Help your church to continue to stand firm to the truth of your word and implement it to the congregations under their care. We pray, Lord, for your church to grow, that many Bible studies to be planted, to share your word, and to teach your people. Lord, bring more souls to serve you and willing to suffer for your name's sake. We pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit being manifested in the life of your people. We pray, Lord, for more people be out, O God, of their bandages of life, O God. That many people, O God, receive the water baptism and have more filled of the Holy Spirit of all your servants to continue to serve and finish the task that you entrusted to each every one of your servants. Lord, bless your people. Bless your church, O God. Let the vision of your church, multiplication and peace in implementing the whole will of God, be fulfilled, O God, by your grace and mercy. Lord, any tactics of the devil in our midst, O God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, O God. Bless our service today, O God. Bless, O God, our items of the service in prayer, in giving, in our praise and worship. Anoint us, O God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O God. Be with us, O God. Let your name be glorified in our midst. This all we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Throne, resting glory. upon that day. No more sins or brokenness, for God is the minor peace. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, and we will worship, worship you. An endless hallelujah to the King. I will see what you are. I will see you as you are. Love you with unseen heart. And see how much you pray to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know. Not till then how much I owe. Everything I am before your throne. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing. God, we exalt your name. The name of Jesus.
Now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns are filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for all the word that of yours, that if you honor you first in all what we have, then everything in our life will flow with blessing from an uncontainable source of inner joy. Thank you, Lord, for your commands and promises that we holding it to pursue our commitment to serve you. Lord, bless these tithes and offering and first fruit of my brethren to continue to bless them, sustain and their living to go on to serve you. And we pray, Lord, for this money to use for your glory by helping people who are in need of your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This all we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled, Are You Doing God's Will? Let us open our Bible in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 29. Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 29, and I'm reading in King James Version. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, in having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in his sight, if ye continue in a faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given to us to worship you in spirit and in truth and to listen to your word. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Open our hearts and our minds as we listen to your voice and to your message, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message today, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit be manifest in us, O Lord God, in the midst of us, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is so important to understand the context of life that God is calling you to live and to fit yourself in it. There is always a plan of God in a certain scenario of life that God had prepared for each and every one of us to follow. Notice that it may take time until people will grasp this concept and a plan of God he had for them. Thanks be to God who had revealed to us that, but not everyone around us, the plan of God had been revealed to him or to her. Sure, sooner or later, God will reveal his plan to each and every individual on earth as he reached the age of understanding toward accountability. The next struggle after God had revealed his plan, the people may neglect, put aside, or fight against what God had ordained for them. And they will continue to be in a struggle in their life, being living against his will, until they will surrender and be willing to walk with God. And after the surrendering to God, the next battle is to persevere with God, to endure suffering until they are done with God's plan and will. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. Paul is an apostle by the will of God in order to do the will of God. With him, Timotheus, who was knitted with Paul by the will of God toward the teaching and the way of life that God had revealed through the scripture to his people who are willing to follow and abide in God's ways. As Timotheus agreed with the teaching of Paul and lived in God's will, we too are called to agree with the teaching of the Bible and live in his will. In verse 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The letter to the Colossians was directed to the saints, the holy people who hate sin, and to the faithful among them, those who are grateful and responding favorably to the grace and the peace of God that he had lavished on them. God wants from us as a church and from each and every member to live holy and to be faithful to the calling of God in our lives. Verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. As they were introduced to Paul by Epaphras, he knew that God is the one who sent these people to him, and he thanked God for this opportunity of service, and he started to pray for them. In the same way, as we desiring to live God's will, we should be aware that whatever people God would be bringing in the midst of us is an opportunity for us to serve him by serving them. Paul and Timotheus together give thanks to God and prayed for the Colossians. We, as church, with the committed workers, we need to receive those whom the Lord is sending to us, and we pray for them. Verse 4 and 5, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Paul and Timotheus give thanks for the Colossians when they heard about their faith and their love to the saints and their hope in the inheritance that they have in heaven. Paul and Timotheus, sure, they heard other things about the Colossians that it needs correction, but they give thanks to God, and in their mind, they put their commitment to reach out these people and help them to follow God. So for every people God is sending, there are good things in them that we need to give thanks and bad things that we need to discover to correct in them. Verse 6, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ is preached to the whole world and brought forth fruit to whatever people it reached. It produced fruits in the life of the Colossians since the day it preached and made them know the grace of God in truth. We need to do God's will by continually preaching the gospel to the lost, because it will reproduce the fruit in the form of new believers in Christ. Every one of us needs to be a fruitful disciple and bring new people to Christ. Verse 7, as ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. The meaning of Epaphras is lovely. And really, we need to be lovely by bringing the good news to the people around us and around the world. We will be, in doing that, their fellow servant with Paul and in partnership with him in fulfilling the apostolic ministry of God. Verse 8, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Epaphras, the pastor over the Colossian church, came and reported to Paul all the details of the Colossians' brethren, their love to the saints, and the rest of their good things that they were doing for the Lord, and their errors, and the things they need to be corrected for. Epaphras came to Paul, who was an apostle by the will of God, asking him help and counsel how to deal with the teaching errors that he was encountering in the life of the Colossians. Epaphras was acting like the judges that Moses trained and appointed. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 26, and they judged the people at all seasons, the hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. Epaphras was honest person, and he was transparent. He reported to Paul all the critical events in the church of the Colossians. He even reported to him about Archippus and his ministry, and that is why Paul included him in his letter and sent admonishment to him. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Apostle Paul further spoke about Epaphras in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Epaphras was praying for the people in Colossians church who were his church members to stand perfectly in all the will of God. Further, Paul spoke about him that he was faithful worker, working with zeal toward his flock and for the church in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Colossians chapter 4, verse 13, for I bear him record that he had a great zeal for you, and that and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. When Paul and Timotheus heard about the Colossians, they did not stop praying for them. And they prayed for them and desired for them to be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. We need to pray for the people under our care to be filled with wisdom and with the knowledge of his will. Verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We need to know God's will and live it, and we need to pray for the people under our care and those whom we are reaching out to know God's will and live it. The manifestation of knowing God's will and living it are the following. Letter A, walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being good example and of good testimony to others. Letter B, being fruitful in every good work, bearing fruit in all seasons and whatever things we put in our hands on. Letter C, increasing in the knowledge of God, always persevering to know God better and to walk closer to him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Letter D, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. In living God's will, we will be strengthened, and whatever work we do it by his mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the throne of grace. Letter E, patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, accepting trials and long-suffering as ambient for fruitful living and with all joyfulness. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Letter F, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We will be always thankful and grateful as we are getting involved in doing the whole will of God, who have kept for us inheritance in heaven, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. God made us qualified and meet to share in the inheritance of the saints in heaven. Therefore, we need to do our part and live in the will of God. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. we are reminded here for what we need to live in the will of God. We got saved and delivered from the power of darkness and got into the kingdom of Christ. And for this reason, we need to continue to walk in the plan of Him to achieve His will and to be fruitful. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We are forgiven from our sins by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, we need to continue in the attitude of repentance, so Christ will be the way for our redemption. We need to appreciate and live in awe of what Christ did for us to save us from our sins. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Jesus is God's Son, who came to the earth to make us know God the Father. He came and died for our sins. He raised from the dead. He is the first fruit of the resurrection. Verse 16, for by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. All what is around us is created by Him and is created for His purpose. We will not be able to overcome forces, powers, dominions, and principalities unless we will be walking in accordance to His will. Verse 17. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is before all and above all things consist by Him. Therefore, it is so mandatory to conform to His will so we can go through life from station to station. We will be able to cope with the various issues of life if we keep ourselves in harmony with His will. Verse 18, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, then that in all things He might have the preeminence. Christ is the head of the church, and He first appointed apostles, who started the apostolic ministry to lay the foundation of the church and to lead and to guide the church into the whole will of God. That is why we need to be inside the church and in harmony with the church as the church persevere in doing God's will. He is from the beginning. He is the first one who raised from the dead, and He is the head of the church, and He wants us to be part of His church. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. There were some error in the mind of Colossians, who received some false teaching of Christ that needed to be corrected, and Paul was doing that. He expounded to them deeply about Christ, and he told them, in Him should all fullness dwell. For there is no other fullness in any other things or in any other person in this world except in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Christ introduced peace by the shedding of His blood on the cross, and He brought the reconciliation between God the Father and with man through Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross. We really need to understand that Christ died on the cross, and we need to appreciate what the impact of that in our lives in going back to God the Father and to be part of His church. Verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, you now have He reconciled. We were enemies before, and now we are reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus, and we got saved. Therefore, we need to be aware about the false teaching and the errors of the false teachers that will try to separate us from Christ. Verse 22, in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in His sight. The letter of Paul to the church explained that the plan of God is not only we got saved, but to present us holy and without blame in His sight, that God would see us without defect, justified before Him by the blood of Jesus. And in that, the letter had put conditions, as we can read here, verse 23. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. We need to continue to live in obedient faith and abiding with His will and plan. Therefore, we really need to live away from sin and worldliness in order to be without blame, spot, or blemish before Him. The meaning of "and be not move away from the hope of the gospel" is not to be away from the standard of holiness that the gospel of Christ had announced to us when we heard and believed, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Everywhere Christ is preached, then holiness is preached, for holiness is the center of the gospel of Jesus, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Here Paul introduced himself to them. Paul first introduced God's plan for them, then he introduced Christ, then he introduced the church through Christ being the head of the church. And there he made importance that we need to live and be part of the church where we need to live and abide while we are on earth. Christ being the head of the church. And then he introduced himself as ministers and servant for Christ, an apostle for him to lay the foundation of the church, whom Christ had placed in the church to serve the church. And with this, they will be attentive to listen to Paul as instrument that God would use to introduce His will, His word, His teaching, and His good plan for them. Verse 24. Who now rejoice in my suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for His body's sake, which is the church. Paul suffered and rejoiced in his suffering for the church, being the body of Christ. Paul also informed them that he is suffering for them. He suffered in his firm stand in the word of God that he was preaching to the people. If Apostle Paul did not stand firm, then the letter to the Colossians will not come through. Paul was suffering in preaching the gospel, and his suffering was less of what Christ suffered for the church. But he was willing to fill up of what he is lacking in comparison for Christ's suffering for the sake of the church. We need to rejoice in suffering, and we need to be ready even to suffer more in our service and ministry for the sake of God's church. Verse 25, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Paul declared again to them that he was made a minister according to God's will for their sake, to serve them, and he is willing to endeavor in that in order to fulfill God's word. So he was obliging them to obey and abide with God's word and God's message that Christ is sending through Paul to the church. Verse 26, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. It is a mysterious thing what is God is doing in reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus, using ministers and apostles to lay the foundations of the church, of his church. This is mystery, and God is revealing that to his saints. Mystery is something hidden and beyond man's mind, imagination, or explanation. Life with the various issues around us is mystery, but God had revealed the mystery of life to the saints. So the church has explanation of the mystery and can help the people and explain to them the events of life and how to interact with the issues of life and take right decisions in accordance to God's will. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Through the saints, God is preaching the gospel and reaching the Gentiles and making known to them the riches of his glory. That when Christ preached, the Gentile will have hope in God. When the word of God expounds, then people will be aware of their lives and what God wants them to do. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When Christ is living in us and is manifested through our lives to others, then others would know Christ through our lives and they will have the hope as we have. Verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. We need to preach the gospel, and that is the will of God. When we preach, we need to warn every man to repent of his or her sin. And we need to teach what in accord with the sound doctrine and to do our best to teach and to disciple, and to present everyone perfect in Christ. Paul told the church, we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. What Paul was saying to them, that he will get involved in the personal life of each and every member of the church, for he is going to teach them and direct them to the whole will of God. I repeat, Paul was saying to them that he will get involved in the personal life of each and every member of the church, for he is going to teach them and to direct them to the whole will of God. Verse 29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Paul was telling them that he is laboring and striving with all God's energy and might that is working in him to serve the church and to present every member perfect in Christ. We also the same now. We need to rely on the strength and the power of God that he will give to us to do his work, to help others, teaching them, counseling them, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. My dear and beloved, correction and admonishment is needed in everyone's life. The church is the ambient of God to do these changes in our lives. God placed ministers anointed in his church to train the saints, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. God called every one of us to be perfected in Christ and be willing to go forward to reach the lost. Let us be honest to report honestly all the problems that we have in our lives and in our church to the leaders that God had placed over us to guide us. Let us commit ourselves in this apostolic ministry to preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Let us all stand and pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that makes me understand deeply the importance of your church in my life. Let us confess our sins and renounce them. Let us confess and renounce and repent of all what we are doing according to our will and not according to the will of God. Lord, I commit myself to serve you as minister in your church, to preach and warn and to present everyone you had placed under my care to be perfect in Christ. Lord, sustain me with your power and energy. Lord, protect me and provide for me to continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to serve you and to live according to your will, that they will reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faith, and humility, that the characters of Christ will be manifested in their lives. Lord, I pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that they need to evangelize and teach and bring people to you and help them to know your will and to work and to walk in your will. Bless your church and make your church grow. Lord, I pray for more evangelism and more people will be reached out for Christ. Lord, I pray for more Bible studies to be opened and more congregations to be planted. Lord, those who are obedient, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and use them to reach the lost and to bring the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church. Lord, help us and protect us as we persevere in serving you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.
Good